I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Pentagon today tried to ease concerns about a Taliban resurgence. Anxiety about the war grew this weekend when a helicopter with 38 troops, including 30 Americans, crashed in Afghanistan. All 38 died. The Taliban said it shot down the helicopter with a rocket. NATO would not confirm this claim. Today, President Barack Obama paid tribute to the fallen troops.
Their loss is a stark reminder of the risks that our men and women in uniform take every single day on behalf of their country. Day after day, night after night, they carry out missions like this in the face of enemy fire and grave danger.
That's President Obama speaking at the White House this afternoon. Noah Shachtman is a contributing editor at Wired magazine and the editor of its national security blog called Danger Room. Noah Shachtman, I know that you have been in these Chinook 47 helicopters with the double rotas. These are, in your words, kind of flying school buses. You seem surprised that we don't hear about more accidents like this happening. Why don't we?
Right. These Chinooks, they're almost 100 feet long, and they can carry up to 38 passengers. Compare that to the Black Hawk helicopter, which can only carry 11. So these things carry three times as much. They are big, fat targets for the Taliban, especially when they're taking off and landing. And so, yeah, I guess I'm a little surprised we haven't seen more of these incidents, and I'm concerned that we may see more in the future.
Why would we?
There's almost no good roads in Afghanistan. There's only one major highway. And U.S. troops, even though there's a lot of them right now because of Obama's surge, they're still really spread out. So really the only way to get quickly from point A to point B is in a helicopter. Add to that that the focus in Afghanistan has gone more from a counterinsurgency to these special operations capture or kill missions, kind of like the one we saw to go get Osama bin Laden. The only way to get special operations forces into an area quickly is in these helicopters. And so the more of these missions you fly, the more chances there are for either a catastrophic accident or for one of them being shot down.
And what about the weaponry itself? Because we don't really know at this point, but believed it was this improvised rocket-assisted mortar. If it's along the lines of the RPGs, it's something that cannot very well be targeted. These are notoriously dumb weapons. Is there anything that can be done to lessen the vulnerability to even weapons that are not very well aimed?
Right, Lisa. The irony is that the dumber the weapon, the harder it is to stop. U.S. helicopters are equipped with all kinds of chaff and flare and even lasers that can mess up the guidance system of more sophisticated weapons because they use heat-seeking missiles, for example. But these dumb weapons that are just kind of fire and forget, they are harder to stop. The U.S. military is working on something to stop these. It's a combination of a set of microphones, basically, that can listen for where an RPG is coming from, and then a laser that would blind the guy shooting it. It wouldn't get the first improvised rocket necessarily, but it might get the second one. And given that these things are pretty hard to aim, getting the second one or the third one or the fourth one would at least be an improvement over what we've got now, which is nothing.
I mean, it sounds like what you're saying is that when these helicopters fly slow and low as they do, that they are from point A to point B being targeted all the time.
I think they're being targeted. They may not be being fired on, but they are being targeted. And when you talk to pilots that fly in Afghanistan, they say their best defense really is to fly at night, is to fly low and close to the ground and along the curvature of the earth so that they don't make for such a good target, and is to use deceptive tactics like flying into a place and flying out of a place at different angles and using different vectors of approach.
Isn't that what happened this time, though? I think it was like 3 in the morning when they were coming back from a rescue mission.
Yeah, right. So you can use all the evasive maneuvers you want. You can use all the smart tactics you want. But at the end of the day, it may not be enough.
All right. Thank you very much, Noah Shachtman, contributing editor at Wired magazine and a non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution's 21st Century Defense Initiative. Thank you, Noah.
Thanks for having me.